It's 8:30 and it's Thursday, so that means it is time for our weekly Fort Hood update, brought to you by Don Ringler Chevrolet and Toyota. Today we have from the U.S. Army Operational Test Command at West Fort Hood, Command Sergeant Major Jason Schmidt on the line. Good morning, Sergeant Major. How are you today?
Good morning, Zach and Jim from the Great Place. How are you?
Absolutely doing fine. What a great day yesterday at the Great Place. We had the big promotion ceremony and the changeover of command. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that was good. So yesterday, Fort Hood held a promotion and passed the three Corps colors to Lieutenant General Paul Funk. He's the new three Corps and Fort Hood commander. The general and his family, they're no stranger to Fort Hood. They have a long history with Fort Hood and the Phantom Corps. The outgoing commander, General McFarland, who took command around 9 August 2014, is departing for his new assignment as the Deputy Commanding General for Training and Doctrine Command out at Joint Base Langley Youth System, Virginia. So it was a great day. It was a very well put on ceremony, and the Three Corps and Fort Hood community got to say goodbye to a great leader and welcome in another one. So it was a good day.
Zach and I were talking a little earlier this morning about what a unique situation that General Funk's father was at one time a commander at Fort Hood.
Yeah, that's definitely unique. I don't think that happens too often. I think there's probably one other father-son combination of commanders, especially at that level, so that is definitely an anomaly out there. So it's good stuff. It's great history.
Well, Sergeant Major, we got a big day of remembrance going on today. Tell us about that.
Yes, sir. So the Carl Darnell Army Medical Center's EO office, in conjunction with Three Corps and the Fort Hood EO, is hosting its annual Days of Remembrance today. That's going to be at 1 p.m. at Club Hood, and they got a phenomenal guest speaker. Her name is Sylvia Gutman, and she's actually a Holocaust survivor.
Wow.
She'll serve as a guest speaker, and at the age of three, she was imprisoned at several French and Jewish internment camps. Both her mother and father were unfortunately murdered at Auschwitz, and Sylvia and her two sisters have a great story of being smuggled out of France into Switzerland. And I think collectively she lost around 40 family members as a result of the Holocaust, so that should be a very powerful presentation.
Oh, absolutely. Not a lot of her Holocaust survivors left.
No, sir.
So that'd be great to hear. Now, you had an Easter egg hunt scheduled, but that's been canceled.
Yeah, and unfortunately, the garrison had to cancel the children's flashlight Easter egg hunt for tonight based upon some damage out to the Bloor area from the heavy rain. So probably some more information we put out later if they're going to reschedule it or maybe just move on to another event. But definitely wanted to execute it, but, you know, can't control the weather.
Absolutely. Well, Sergeant Major, give us the operational test command update. What are you guys working on?
A couple things. So one good, unique thing we're working on is a device called the T2C2, which is Transportable Tactical Command Communications. What it is it supports Expeditionary Missionary Command, Mission Command for our warfighters. It's basically an inflatable balloon, and then you attach some of the satellite dishes to it and allows a robust communication suite for our warfighters. So it's pretty good. We just had a team from our Mission Command Test Director go up to Joint Base Elmendorf Richardson in Alaska, and 4th Brigade of the 25th Infantry Division supported it. So it was well put on.
We always say this, you guys have the coolest job in the Army, getting to try out all the new toys.
It is a great job. I cannot complain.
Well, there's some soldiers you want to recognize this morning.
From the OTC. So I had the Master Sergeant results were posted a few days ago, and I had a pretty good show and had five guys. We just want to give a quick shout-out to Sergeant First Class Barnum and Sergeant First Class Ellenberg, Sergeant First Class Garrett, Sergeant First Class Hayes, and Sergeant First Class Martinez. So they're all newly – they're not new. They are promotable Sergeant First Classes waiting for the next level of responsibility to be placed upon them. So just a quick congratulations out there.
Absolutely. Congratulations. And Sergeant Major, we always like to highlight great things that our great warriors do, and you have one soldier in particular you want to call out.
Yeah, so this is a great story of how the Fort Hood community and embrace and help out people in need. So there's a First Lieutenant Gregory Trahan, and he's out of the story 3rd Cavalry Regiment out of Steel Squadron. And there was an OTC employee's wife that was stranded on a freeway about a week ago. She had a flat tire. She had forgotten her communication device. So this young lieutenant pulled over and assisted her in her time of need up until when her husband can get there. So that just shows that, you know, another young great lieutenant out there or a person in our values-based organization helping to support and shows the strong community around the Fort Hood area.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for that. What a great report and what a nice thing that he did. Now, as we wrap it up, Sergeant Major, we've got to remind folks we still have soldiers out there in the fight.
So still in the fight, active duty deployed units, around 4,900 Fort Hood soldiers from the Three Corps area deployed worldwide. Afghanistan, Eastern Europe, Middle East, South Korea, and obviously we know, you know, one of the major ones is the 1st Cavalry Division headquarters in the fight in Afghanistan. So always keep them in our thoughts and prayers and know that they're doing our nation's business.
Well, Sergeant Major, thank you for taking the time to call and give us the update today. Thanks for all the great stuff you do, and we'll visit again soon.
Thanks, Jack. And you all have a great day.
You bet. From the U.S. Army Operational Test Command, West Fort Hood, Command Sergeant Major Jason Schmidt with this week's Fort Hood Update, brought to you by Don Ringler Chevrolet and Toyota. Sponsorship does not imply endorsement by Department of Defense, U.S. Army, or Fort Hood. Great to hear all the things going on at the great place. You know, another great